Looking far too cozy. You're looking far too cozy. Your face is getting rounder. You look like a victim as you walk along the street. You've lost 8% of your leg mass over the past 5.3 years. How will you defend yourself or your own property? You're looking much too serene and self-satisfied for someone living in a heavily built-up area that is prone to a history of violence. But you're walking around like you belong to a cabal, like Double Chin Leader of Ibernia, as if there are big black gates you may hide behind when the cold storm front of trouble drifts over your horizon. You have no police superintendent, brother Freemason, or Rotary Club pal who will send out a squad car to rescue you in 3 minutes as soon as you cry for help. That is not possible. You will end up with a injured blue bottle nose, purple eggplant face stuck in house with 5-year-old child fear while an in-law you dislike begrudgingly helps you to the bathroom to do your business while you feel stupid inside. You're looking far too cozy. You're looking far too cozy. Your face is getting rounder. You look like a victim as you walk along the street. You've lost 8% of your leg mass over the past 5.3 years. How will you defend yourself or your own property? Your leg mass is slowly depleting. You will soon walk around like an inverted iceberg on 2 feet, tottering from side to side, which will attract the attention of the human termites who are omnipresent specialists in depleting situations and vulnerable people. You need to develop the stare of Cro-Magnon man with flinty blue eyes, who 10,000 years ago survived from day to day. You look like you don't give a shit anymore, a bumblebee with Italian opera face. Go hill walking and look a little bit more organized. You're looking far too cozy. Your face is getting rounder. You look like a victim as you walk along the street. You've lost 8% of your leg mass over the past 5.3 years. How will you defend yourself or your own property? Who are the human termites? Some are young men with gorilla bodies who are confident they can intimidate and bully without any consequences for themselves. Maybe they have been treated in a similar fashion by a male figure in the early stages of their life. Maybe not. Maybe they are just born bastards. Some are people just out of work who have decided that the old have had a good run of it and they feel it excusable to pick on them. On weaker human beings because they're in need of extra money. Some too are young women who follow their male counterparts with dreams of shiny objects and strong sun. You yourself, you're living in an interface between hazard and danger. Go hill walking. Look after yourself. You look healthy enough now, but you cannot afford to have a scope stuck up your ass every year to see if you have got a life-threatening disease, the way that the Double Chin Leader of Ibernia or the Between the Raindrop Walkers can. Next year you may become sick and look like a George Romero movie. If you fall out with your neighbour, he may make carpenter noises through the walls to psychologically torture you because he understands that you have nowhere else to go. You're looking far too cozy. You're looking far too cozy. Your face is getting rounder. You look like a victim as you walk along the street. You've lost 8% of your leg mass over the past 5.3 years. How will you defend yourself or your own property? You're looking far too cozy. Your face is Italian opera. You look like a victim as you walk along the street. You've lost 8% of your leg mass over the past 5.3 years. How will you defend yourself or your own property? No, you are. No, you are. No, I'm all right. You're not all right. I'm trying to give you advice here and you're giving me shit about it.